Hey, I'm so sorry we couldn't go. I wanted to. It just didn't feel safe on the road. I figured, my place was closer, and I just hope you don't mind. I didn't want to make you think that I was just, covered up with excuses. It's just, I wanted to keep you safe. By the way, if you want, you can raid my cupboard. It's whatever you want. What do you? I mean, I have this one right here. If you want to wear this, here. It's a little ratty, because I wear it all the time, but it's really comfy. Yeah, it's probably my softest shirt. You look really cute in it. No, I. Well, I wanted the first time you come over to be a little bit more special. N not saying that this isn't special or anything, it's just I wanted to do something nicer, like, cook you dinner and have candles lit and, the whole nine yards. It's just coming home from work in a rainstorm didn't seem like sufficiently romantic. Yeah. I mean, I'm happy you're staying over, though. This is a big step, the first sleepover. It is. It's like a, it's a big landmark in our relationship. Yeah, I know. I wasn't. It's not like I was expecting it. I figured, it would happen in the next couple of weeks or so. So I stocked up on stuff. I got. Hence why you found the toothbrush for you, and I got tampons under the sink. I just was like, what can I do to make sure this feels like home, or not home, but you know what I mean. Yeah. I even bought this. It's. I know you have like a million, and I didn't know which one would be your favorite, but I just figured, Yeah, it's a stuffed parrot. I thought it would be, Just like a little reminder of home. Just and I know you love stuffies, so I figured buying you one would be. You love him? I'm glad. I was so nervous. I didn't know. I spent longer than I care to admit, looking at stuffed animals, thinking, what should I get for her? But I'm glad you like it. What do you want to name her? I'm assuming it's a her. I mean, yeah, the rain's really coming down. Burb, Burb the bird. I like that. That's cute. Well, Burb is more than welcome to sleep with us in bed. I'm figuring there's gonna be a lot of thunder and lightning tonight. Do you want anything, by the way? I mean, I don't know. I guess I should have offered something before you came to bed. No, I mean, whatever you want. No. I mean, like, let me get you a glass of water at least. Yeah. Here. You want anything else besides water? Okay. Very cute, baby. You do. Very, very, very cute. Incredibly so. No. I don't think power will go out tonight. At least I hope it doesn't. But at least if it does, you're safe with me. I'd much rather you be here than back at your place. Because I worry about you. I mean, of course I worry about you. You know that. Yeah. I do. I know how much you hate thunder and lightning. I figure that's gonna be all the tonight, so at least you can just like lay on my chest and just relax and not have to worry about anything. Know the TV on or anything, or okay. And if it's like too hot or too cold, just let me know and I'll like change stuff. Because I want it to be perfect for you. Because I want you to want to come back at some point and spend more nights. Of course I do. This is really nice. Yeah. It just feels right, you know? It just feels so right. You, me, and Burb, all in the same bed. Just feels like home. I love you too. I appreciate you like taking the leap. You could have been more difficult and be like, "No, I want to go home." I appreciate you being like, willing. I know, but it's just it's I just want to let you know that I appreciate it. I'm happy. I want to do this for a while now, so. I just needed to work up the courage. Half of it, I was like half it at least. The other half was getting you to agree with that. Don't know. I just wasn't sure if you would or want to. Well, I'm glad you do. I'm really glad. I love you so much.